81 events drew up to 500,000 people to Park City last year. The Park City Council will be talking about whether that's something the city can continue to sustain as a lack of parking and traffic increases. Park City Special Events Manager Tommy Youngblood says staff is still tweaking the code dealing with special events, but are before council today to talk about a couple of upcoming events. When asked if the city simply has too many events, he answered, they don't know that yet.
We haven't heard much pushback negatively from the community. Trails are getting a little busier, so we're looking at that when it comes to events. Very few of our events are on trails overall the summer, but you know, we're still take a look at that. Parking and transportation, I think, is our biggest issue overall. We're just running out of parking spaces, and we need to work with our parking partners to kind of move that along for our, you know, the city events and also resort and other activities.
Staff and event organizers, he says, will be working with the police and transit department to work out ways to bring less cars into Old Town.
There's only a couple ways in and out, so we just have to, we're trying to push people to park on the outskirts and take transit in. That's kind of the biggest, you know, like the park and ride action. So those are the focuses we're working on at the moment.
Yeah, city could require that, no?
We could work better. You don't want to require too much. We want to work with our partners to kind of make it the best for everyone.
The Park City Council will discuss special events during a work session today starting at 5 o'clock. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.